Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome, welcome once again right here on WBCN Radio Network, and all our shows will be coming over to the WBCN Network. That's Bashani Communications Network.
Don't
it's just our finished show has been here so long, so we got to let it ride through here. And but tonight's show is going to be very powerful. It's just going to be me and you, and I'm talking about something that ignited me and excited me. And that was basically about fear, all right? So tonight's show is going to be called Do Not Let Fear and Learning Fear, Learning to Face and Beat Fear. Because I think a lot of times a lot of people in their lives are allowing fear to beat and steal their dreams from them. So we're going to be right back after this short break right here on WBCN Radio, New York. This is the Benny Randall Show. Okay? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, I love you for being here. You got it, Toyota.
NYMail.com, New York's number one place for postal, voice, and fax mail services. Receive all your voice, fax, and post mail packages in a safe, secure, and friendly environment at a prestigious New York City address. That's NYMail.com. To get started, simply call 212-679-0000. That's 212-679-0000. And find out why we are New York's number one place for all your postal mail needs.
Get your mail, get your mail, get your mail at nymail.com. Get your mail, get your mail, get your mail at nymail.com.
I am successful.
I am successful.
I am successful.
I am successful.
Tell the person on the side I love you. So why haven't you gotten your dream? Why haven't you gotten your goal? The lady who never procrastinated her life. The only reason you haven't gotten what you want out of life is because of. Well, if you take that word impossible and you separate it, the I and the M, impossible, you separate them. What do you have? I'm possible. What do you have? I'm possible. She came from left field. While y'all was raising your hands, she was running. See, that's what it's about, action. Because whatever you focus on expands. That's why most people in life get what they don't want.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back. And make sure you join our new network at WBCNTV.com. That's where all of our shows will be coming out of. That's where all of our radio shows and TV shows will all be coming out of. That at WBCNRadio.com. So, pretty much, if you was here earlier today, you got to listen to Mr. Dennis Speed over on WBCN Radio. He had a very powerful show. He's joined our family, and now he has his own show called Everything Politics. And at 6:30 to 7:30, we had Money Matters Now with Mr. Lee and Todd McKnight talking about everything money. So everything will be switching over to WBCN Radio, and make sure you become one of our friends at WBCN Radio, WBCNTV.com. And the Benny Randall Show will be broadcasting from here, but also rebroadcasting over there until we switch everything to just one location for everything, all right? And I'm so glad you're here. And tonight I wanted to do a show about fear, ladies and gentlemen, because what I've come to find out about fear is that fear is absolutely nothing. That's what's so funny about it. It's absolutely nothing but the monster that you create. But people so many times allow fear to take over their lives. Now, I was having a conversation with somebody earlier today, and they was just telling me, a friend of mine was just telling me about their fears, you know, of doing something. I'm not going to put their business in the street. I think what struck me was how powerful fear is when we give fear the power. So you got to understand, fear is the monster you create. Okay? That's all fear is. It's the monster that you create in your lifestyle. It's the monster that you create in your life that tells you, hey, if you do this, it might not work out. It might not be this way. It might not be that way. Oh, my goodness. Fear is so powerful, and that's what I guess bothers me a lot about that. So that's why I decided to do this show today, because I felt that people need to understand fear is simply false evidence appearing real. That's all it is. But I'm noticing, as you know, I've went through the things that I went through in my life, okay, and having to approach fear on many different aspects. But what I've come to learn is this: the best cure for fear is action. That's what I absolutely, truly believe in my heart. The best and only cure for fear is action. Now, I speak around the country for a living, okay? And regardless of where I'm speaking and how many times I have spoken already, I speak to a lot of different people and organizations, and every time I get up there, I absolutely still have a little, as we call, fear, or as you want to call them, some people call it, you know, stage fright. Some people call it, you know, butterflies. I've heard people refer to it in that aspect. That is a natural thing simply because we're human. Okay? Simply because we are human, we will have those feelings. But to simply let it take over your life, that is where the problem comes out. You know, there's a lot of people didn't accomplish a lot of things in their life because of what they feared might happen. There's a lot of people that didn't finish a lot of things in their life because they what they fear might happen. There's a lot of people who didn't meet that special someone because they feared rejection. There's a lot of people who didn't get that job. Why? Because they feared that they were not good enough. You see what I mean? Look, I want you to think back on your life for a minute. How many times you may have let fear stop you? Why? Why would you do that? You know why? Because the fear of the unknown a lot of times is what stops us. It's that change that we are unaware of. And let me break it down in layman terms for you. You ever be going on a trip somewhere that you've never been before? Now, when you're taking that trip, doesn't it appear that Oh my goodness, I can't wait till we get there. It's taken so long to actually get to this place. And it just seems like you're riding for a long, long time. But then when you get there, all anticipation is gone, whether it is as beautiful as you thought it would be or if it was not like it was. Or how you thought it would be, I'm sorry. But whatever it is, the fear, the anticipation is gone. Okay, now think about this. When you get ready to turn back around and go home, doesn't it appear that you get home so much quicker? Why is that? Because now there is no anticipation. There is no fear. You know what home looks like. You know what home means to you. Right? So think about if you could live your life in that manifestation of knowing what was before you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that would be good, but it would also be bad. If you knew everything before it was going to happen, there would be no growth in your life. You wouldn't have the ability to grow. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, having the ability to experience. But it's who you become in the process that really makes the difference in your life. So now let's start to break down fear. What is fear? Fear is absolutely nothing. That's what's amazing, how nothing can scare most people. You ask people, what do they fear? They'll give you a whole bunch of reasons what they fear, but they don't even understand it. They don't even understand the manifestations of what fear is. It's all the monsters that they created. Now, if you ask them, do they fear their child, or do they fear going into their bedroom? Most people will tell you no. You know why? Because they already know what's in their bedroom because they know what they put in there. Okay, so there is no growth in that process. So what I'm trying to say here is this. Growth and change is okay. Fear is not. Anticipation, that's good. A couple little butterflies, that is good. That's healthy. But just downright fear is not good because you stifle yourself from following your dreams, ladies and gentlemen. And while you got me on this phone, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get on this phone at 646-478-5790 and give me a call if you got a question about fear. Okay? This is your time to put it out there. Because one thing I've learned is this. If you learn how to put it into the universe, then you begin to face your fears. And anything that you begin to face, it begins to turn into this little small minuscule, little tiny, little bitty, itty bitty, itsy bitsy spider, as they say. You know why? Because when we face our fears, they disappear. There's no other way to say this. You have to learn to face your fears. Now, we have what I call good fear and what I call bad fear. Now, people will say, Benny, what is good fear? Well, to me, good fear is the fear that protects you. And meaning like it's really not fear, it's really intuition. So let me not say good fear. Let me not even say that because I don't even want you to manifest the word fear in your vocabulary. Let me say this. Intuition. Good vibrations. Those are the vibrations that protect you. For instance, you're walking down the street. You see somebody that's a little unsavory. You say to yourself, something's not right here. Well, that's your intuition. That's your intuition. And then you get that little feel in your stomach. You get that little knot in your stomach. What happens? You start questioning the circumstance. Therefore, maybe you won't walk all the way down that street. Maybe you turn around and say, you know what, let me go around the other corner. Okay, that's intuition. A lot of people sense, you know, fear. They fear as negative vibrations or whatever it may be. But this is what I've learned. That is intuition is what it is. And we all have the ability of intuition. If we learn how to tone and tune ourselves into our own vibrations. See, the more you know about yourself is the more you know about your world. Too often, people have been locked themselves out of their own world because they don't know themselves. A lot of times we get into relationships we know we shouldn't have been in because we have the fear of rejection and we have the fear of telling the person how we truly feel. Why is it when a person get drunk or a person get angry, it is then and only then that they reveal their true feelings about a situation? Why people don't reveal their true feelings about the situation prior to that? You know why? Because the conscious is at work. Okay? But at the same time, what's happening, you're actually cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself because you're not being true to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what nobody thinks about you. I really don't care what other people perceive about you. They are not you. Okay? And when it's all said and done, you and only you have to be responsible for you. Too many times we live our lives in not going for something that is necessary simply because we fear it. Fear is just a little too powerful, and we give fear the power. Because honestly, just like money, money has no value unless we give it value. Other than that, it's just paper. Fear has no value unless we give it power. I'm not going to open that closet because of what might be in there. Let me just walk by the closet. Don't worry about what's in the closet, but don't be afraid to open the closet. Because what may be on the other side may be exactly what you've been looking for. And sometimes the negative energy has a way of misleading. As I've heard people say, the devil is a liar. Well, you better believe he is. He can't tell you the truth. He wants you to think very bad about yourself. He wants you to think very bad about your circumstances. Because, see, once you get in those negative thinking mindsets, you won't do a whole lot. There's not a whole lot of progress being made when you're in those type of mindsets. You know why? Because all your energy and your attention is being put on what you don't have. I have said it so many times. You know what really bothers me about this, ladies and gentlemen, is this, and I really want you to think about this for a second. It's almost like we're saying we don't trust what God has done for us. We don't trust in the ability he has given us to be co-creators in our own lives. That's really what it's saying, because it's like we're not having that unwavering faith about ourselves. And if God lives in us, that means that we're not having unwavering faith about God and his abilities. So therefore, we doubt. And when we doubt, there is no progress, ladies and gentlemen. There's absolutely no progress. You got to have that same faith you have when you have a brand new car and you walk outside to turn your car on. There is no doubt in your mind that this car will not start. Because you have a brand new car, this car ain't even a week old, you ain't even looking. I don't care how cold it is outside, I don't care how hot it is outside, your faith in that being a brand new car says this car will start, and most of the times it does. And when it doesn't start, it's because it wasn't meant to start at that particular time. But you didn't have that faith when you first walked out there before you put that key in it. So maybe there is a, and if it don't start, then that means you have a problem with it. So what I'm saying, it's amazing the amount of faith that we put in our everyday lives on mundane things, but we don't have that same faith in ourselves. Go figure. Now, think of a person who drives, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I find very interesting here. Think of a person who drives a car, and you're on a two-lane, you're on a road, and it's going both ways. Okay? Which means you're driving, you have to stay in your lane, and the person coming towards you has to stay in their lane. Isn't it amazing how much faith we have that those people on that other side of the road while you're driving are going to stay in their lane? Accidents do happen, but for the most part, we get from point A to point B safely if we've driven safely and properly and watched out for those who may not be driving so safe. But the point I'm trying to get to the story is this. How come we have so much faith in driving from individuals driving towards you and you driving back towards them? We have so much faith in people we don't even know. But I find it very funny that we don't have faith in ourselves. Now, think about this. These are mundane things. You know why? Because they become very routine. Very routine. And why do they come routine? Because we do them every day. So now think about this. We have a brand new car. We walk outside. We have the faith that that car is going to start, so we ain't even thinking about anything. We get on the highway, and traffic is coming towards us. We have the faith that everybody on that side of the lane is going to stay in their lane, and you're going to stay in your lane. How come you don't have that faith about yourself? You don't have that faith because you allow fear to come into the picture. And when fear comes into the picture, fear is only energized by you. You are the person being responsible for the fear that you have in your life. And you are the only one who creates the fear monster, as I call them. Sometimes it's a teeny weeny little monster. Sometimes it's a humongous monster. But whatever it is, it's a monster. You go into a relationship with an extremely beautiful person whom, you know, when people look at it, people say, wow, she is hot. Or, you know, for ladies, say, wow, that's a good-looking man right there. And now you look in the mirror and you say, how the blank did I get with this individual? So now you're already doubting yourself, and now fear steps in. Fear steps in and say, you know you're not good enough to be with this person, right? So you know what you need to do, right? You need to do whatever you need to do to stay with this person, no matter what they do to you, because you ain't even good enough to have them in the first place. So you should be thankful that you got this person. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, people stay in relationships they know they shouldn't be in. Because somehow they feel they're going to lose something. Like there's something they are going to lose. I'm going to tell you what that word is, ladies and gentlemen. It's called attachment. We have to learn not to be attached to people. We have to learn not to be attached to things. You got to understand, your family doesn't come from you. Your family, your kids come through you. They don't come from you. They are all God's children. No matter how you look at it, these people, you know, everybody think, oh, you know, these are my kids. They better. No, you are simply the caretaker until they're able to take care of themselves. God has not authorized anyone to have power over anyone. We do with authorizations. We give the power for people to have power over us. It's time to stop living your life in a powerless way. Too many times, ladies and gentlemen, too many times, we live our life in a powerless way. And we therefore give our power to all those things that are outside of us. Now, this is what I find so funny. Many people are always looking for the answers in other people. Yes, and you might think, why is he going to say that? Well, you're a motivator. Don't you help people do the same? Yes, I do. But the thing, what I do, I help people find the greatness that they already have in, and I don't put the greatness in them. And anybody tell you they put the greatness in you, they lying. Because you got to understand, you're made in the same essence of God like we all are. I am no better than any one of you. The only difference is I have more hustle and I have passion about what I do. That's the difference. So I will stay on what I am doing until it is done. As a wise man once told me, do it, and do it until it is done. See, that's what people miss. People miss the steps of starting because people never even start following their dreams simply because they fear. They look at other people who have this and that, and then they start comparing themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, there are thousands of speakers in the world, but there's nobody that speaks like the motivator. I am one. I am an original. Because you know why I'm original? Because I am the only person who can be me. Not because I do anything in particular more fascinating than anybody else. It's simply you can't do me. I can only do me, and you can only do you. You forgot. There is nothing in the universe that is identical. Everything in the universe is singular, ladies and gentlemen. Every single thing in this universe is singular. Even identical twins are not identical. If you go from head to toe, they are not identical. One may be a little bit taller, a little bit shorter. They appear to be the same via the eyes. But that's only the man-made aspect of us. But they have different personalities. They have different likes. They have different wants. But to the eyes, they appear to be two. God don't make no mistakes. Every individual, there is no two snowflakes alike. So one of the first steps to getting and ridding fear, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Know that there is no competition. I hear speakers all the time. I even go listen to speakers. I have no problem listening to another speaker. Because I know at the end of the day, don't nobody sound like me. Don't nobody talk like me. And can nobody move people like I move them? They make them move them how they move them, but they can't move them like the gift I've been given. Because this is a gift, ladies and gentlemen. And you also have a gift. But what happens a lot of times, people doubt their gifts. And they only doubt because they self-sabotage themselves inside due to fear. Fear, once again, is false evidence appearing real. Fear has no power unless you give fear the power, ladies and gentlemen. So why haven't you gotten your dreams? Why haven't you gotten where you wanted to be in life? The only reason you haven't gotten there because you didn't put in enough work. You really did not put in enough work yet. So you have not gotten where you want to be because you have not decided that's really where you want to be. Now, I told you the reason why I was doing this conversation because I was talking to somebody earlier and they was talking to me, you know, about they was talking about their fear of making a move and doing something. So I'm not going to put their business in the street, but it sparked me to talk about this. But this is what I'm saying. Even like when it comes to jobs, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I find amazing. We get at a job, okay, which is jail operating as a business, as you heard me say many times, jail operating as a business. We get at a job and we get comfortable. And in that comfortability, I just made up that word. that. I don't think that's a real word. We equate that to having security. So when we have that security, it is then that we are not able to move on. So people are scared to leave one job to go to the next job. But this is, think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen. Where were you before you got that job, and what were you doing? You had another job. You were doing something else to take care of yourself. So how come all of a sudden this job is more big and more powerful than any other job you've had? Let me tell you something about jobs. If somebody will pay you $9, there's somebody will pay you $10. Somebody will pay you $10, there's somebody will pay you $20. I was reading a report in the Forbes magazine, and it was talking about the billionaires and how much they make a minute. It said Bloomberg, according to how much money he made last year, he made about $1,000 a minute. So if he can make $1,000 a minute, what you talking about, Willis, with your little 50 G's a year, or your little 100 G's a year? See, it's all about how valuable you make yourself to the world. It is a perceived value of Mr. Bloomberg, of what his value is. So why is your value low? There's many reasons why your value is low. You know, but you got to come to one of my workshops and I'll explain that to you. And by the way, I am putting on a workshop on September 25th in New York City. It's called How to Make Money Public Speaking. For all those people have been asking me questions about, you know, how do you book your shows and how do you, I'm going to tell you how to do it in this workshop. You can go to go to BennyRandall.com and click on the workshop link. Make sure you sign up. It's only open to 10 people, so make sure you get in there quick. Everybody was talking about the Millionaire Weekend, but they didn't get there quick enough. So when it was locked out, they was locked out. So just want to put that in your face. But back to fear, ladies and gentlemen. Too many times we make something bigger than it has to actually be. That job that you got now, all of a sudden, is the mountain of jobs, is the humongous, you know, Chewbacca of jobs. Well, let me tell you something. In today's economy, each and every person in these jobs are replaceable. All the way up to your boss, even up to the owner, even he's replaceable. So if there is no security, why are you holding on to the security of the job? Why are you holding on security of the benefits? Do you really, really, really think that if you go to the hospital and you're bleeding, they're going to say, sir, we cannot help you? Go home until you get insurance. No. So, see, that's all about the fear right there that they instill in people, that you must have this and you must have that. And I'm not telling people to go and quit their job because they're going to be able to get help at the emergency room. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there's a bigger picture here. And that bigger picture, ladies and gentlemen, is what? There is no situation in this world that's bigger than you, and you can quote me on that one. There is no situation that's bigger than you, unless you make that situation bigger than you. That is when that situation becomes bigger than you. But too many times, what happens? We sit around here, and we allow it to take over our lives. We allow for that situation to become our end-all, be-all. And why do we do that? We simply do that because of this little four-letter word. And we call it fear, ladies and gentlemen. Now, isn't it amazing such a small word can have so much impact on one's life? That simply astounds me. It's not even muscle bound. But yet, it can have so much effect on people's lives. And why can it have so much effect on people's lives? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you give it the power. You give it the power to take over your life because of the little monster that you have created in your head, that it is bigger than you. There is no situation bigger than the human creation. Woo! That sounded good right there. Y'all can quote me on that one. That came right from Benny Randall. I think that was a little of my rapping coming out of there in that right there. There is no situation bigger than the human creation. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that God has created you in such a way that nothing is more powerful than you. Go figure that. So if that is the case, why in the world are you guys sitting around here and not living the life of your dreams? Tell me why. I don't think most of y'all can tell yourself why. You got to realize, ladies and gentlemen, you can only live in the moment. The moment is all that you have. The present is the only thing you have. Everything else is irrelevant. The past, you can't do one thing about what happened back when. I don't care about what happened back when. Back when I was Benny Ben, the rapper, no problem. But what if I still lived in that life? I would not be who I am today. And who I am today, I am the motivator. I know who I am, and I don't care what nobody says about me. I don't care what nobody thinks about me. You know why? Because I know in the end of the day, the only thing that really matters is what I think about myself. That's the only thing that really matters. Not what some people think about me. Not what people say about me. I don't care. And neither should you. You know why? Because at the end of the day, can nobody judge you? And when people try to judge you, all they simply are doing, ladies and gentlemen, they are judging themselves. That's what they're doing. They are judging themselves. See, a lot of times when people criticize, I want you to think about the word criticize, and it has about four I's in it because they're talking about themselves. When people point their finger at you, ladies and gentlemen, there's three fingers pointing back at them. When people are screaming and yelling at you, ladies and gentlemen, it's because that is who they are inside. They have a hate and a disdain about themselves, so then they try to protrude that outside of them so that somehow they'll feel better about themselves. I'd rather be alone than to be around people that don't love themselves. I don't waste my time with people that only want to take, never want to give. I don't waste my time with broke people, broke mentality. I don't want to hear about what you're going to do, when you're going to do it. Action. Call me and tell me what you have done. Otherwise, you probably don't have my phone number. Because I don't deal with those type of individuals. I have no time. My time is priceless. I come on this radio show here, and I give my time freely. Simply that those who want it will come. Those who want, they want. It's just that simple. But I'm not going to worry about it. Just know you can't reach me directly. And when you try to reach me directly, it's very, very expensive. And I make it that way. Because I only want to deal with people who really want to make a change in their lives. I don't want to deal with people who got excuses, because one thing I've learned about excuses, ladies and gentlemen, if you have excuses, is because you don't have results. And if you have results, you don't have excuses. I don't believe in being broke. People say, Benny, you always talk about money. No, I'm always talking about abundance. That's what I'm talking about, because God lives in abundance. For all those people say, oh, no, you know, you got to give up everything and be, man, I don't think God wants us to be broke. He doesn't want us to be broke. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. And if that's your thinking, then God bless your soul. And I hope you can eat off of that. God is a giving God. He lives in abundance. We live in a lack. We are the ones that put the lack into our lives because of the programming we have programmed ourselves. We have told ourselves we are not good enough for this. We have told ourselves we are not good enough for that. We're told ourselves, you know, and one thing that really gets under me right here is when people say, you know, oh, no, I'm waiting for the right time, Benny. When is the right time? Let me tell you when the right time is, ladies and gentlemen. The right time is the right now time. This is the only time that you own right now. You would never have this experience again in your life because this time only exists at one moment, and that is right now. You can go back and listen to this on the archives, but it still will be another time. It won't be this exact time that it's happening right now because right now is the only time that we own, ladies and gentlemen. So why do so many people live their life saying, oh, I got to wait till I get the house, or I got to wait till I get the car? They get the car, then they got to wait till they get the house. They get the house, then they got to wait till they get a little bit in the bank. And then, man, let me tell you, you can keep on waiting, because if you die tomorrow, what you waiting on? I have people a lot of times tell me, Benny, you know, some of your events is very expensive, and, you know, I can't afford it. Then you ain't supposed to be there. And I might sound harsh or whatever, but this is what I know about people. Anything that you find valuable, you will find a way. It's all about the value you put on it. So maybe you just didn't value the information that I have to offer valuable enough for you to make the sacrifice to make it happen. Because the Lord knows I spent a lot on listening to people. I've spent a lot of reading. And those I couldn't reach, read, whatever, I got it from somewhere. You know why? Because I believe that I had to know my industry. And my industry is personal development. See, we got a lot of people that want to be in personal development, but they haven't personally developed themselves. And that was my biggest attribute, developing who I am. You know what I mean? You should never come up to people without knowing who you are. Life is a win-win situation. I don't believe in I get this, you get this. I believe in how can we make this a win-win situation. That's what life is. And fear doesn't exist in my vocabulary. It does not exist in my vocabulary, because I refuse to give that monster a day of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, there is 1,440 minutes in a day's time. How are you utilizing it? I was speaking earlier about the Forbes magazine article that said Bloomberg makes about $1,000 a minute based on how much money he made last year. That's $1,000 a minute. And there's 1,440 minutes in a day. So how much that means he makes in a day's time? Woo! Somebody better preach on. Y'all don't even understand how it's going down. When people talk some, you know, I got to get this money. Well, let me tell you something. Money is everywhere, but the key is not to go after your dreams based on the money. You got to go after your dreams based on the passion. Because money follows passion. And I've said it before, if you chase money, you may get it, but you will be a slave to it, ladies and gentlemen. You will be a slave to the money. And slave money is never good money. Because by the time you get finished slaving for it, it's already on its way out to somebody else. So you don't did all that for what? So don't tell me what you can't do and what you cannot do. Don't tell me what is possible and what is not possible. Too many times, ladies and gentlemen, you have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray all by yourself. It is amazing that people are always looking for somebody else to blame about their problems. When the only person responsible for everything that has happened into your life up to this time, I don't care what you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, the only person responsible for what has happened in your life is you. You are the only one responsible for where you are right now in your life. Nobody has done anything to you that you didn't allow them to do. You authorized it. Because, see, God didn't authorize anybody to have power over you. You, as a man, had to authorize that power. How long are you going to keep living your life like this, ladies and gentlemen? How long are you going to keep living your life about what you don't have? How long are you going to keep living your life hoping? Hope don't get you nowhere. Action does. Are you doing enough action to get what you want out of life? You got to ask yourself, are you? Are you happy? Will you be getting up in the morning to go to a job that you still don't like? If your answer is yes, then the only person you should pimp slap is yourself. People say, I got to survive, Benny. I got to survive. I need the money, man. I got to survive. Well, guess what? You were surviving before you got that job. What make you think if somebody would pay you $15, then somebody would pay you $20? You don't have people like Rush Limbaugh spitting out that hate fire over there and still getting paid about $20, $30 million. You don't have Larry King over there on the Love Fest, you know, getting about $20 million for speaking. Oh, yes, I see it. But I ain't worried about them because I'm going to get mine. I get mine. It's nothing. It's not a game. It is a lifestyle. Ask yourself, why am I not where I want to be right now? Only you can answer that question. But I can tell you the first thing you need to do, you need to eradicate fear out of your vocabulary. Know this, anything that does not kill you will simply make you stronger. A lot of times people don't understand that formula. All they're looking at the part that is going to kill them in some fashion or form, but they haven't really even analyzed if it's going to kill them or not. They've just created a monster that it will. Go figure. How long, ladies and gentlemen, will you continue to live the life of not abundance? How long will you continue to live and be that individual who's not happy? I am so thankful for when I wake up in the morning, I get up and do exactly what I want to do. People always ask me, Benny, how are you? I say, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm walking in the light. I'm one of the chosen ones. I'm just glad to be here. Because every day is a beautiful day. Every day is another day he gave me to inspire, motivate someone to see the greatness inside of themselves. That's what I've learned, ladies and gentlemen. I've learned that the love that you're looking for is inside. I've learned that the passion you're looking for is inside. I've learned that the career, the happiness you're looking for is inside. It does not exist in any man or any woman. God has not put happiness inside of another person for you. Because if he put happiness in another person for you, then most people would never find happiness. Because what would be the chances of you finding that person who had the package that was just for you? There is no such thing, ladies and gentlemen. That's when people get in these relationship things and they say, "Oh my, I want to meet my soulmate," or whatever. I tell them, this is my humble opinion. I don't believe in soulmates, because I believe if you had a soulmate, that person would be exactly like you. Who wants to date themselves? I mean, sometimes I do want to look in the mirror and jump back and kiss myself. I'm just kidding. Got to bring a little humor in here. But no, ladies and gentlemen, nobody wants to date themselves, because it would be absolutely positively boring, because you know yourself too well. You need a challenge in life. You need somebody to extend you to the next. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to relationships, you need to be with somebody that complements you, not somebody who completes you. Eliminate the fear factor. As I was speaking about earlier, people put fear into relationships because they get with somebody, and that somebody may be a little bit better, may look a little bit better than they are, may be a little bit stronger, may be a little bit more analytical than they are, and somehow they equate that with being better than who they are. Go figure. How many times, ladies and gentlemen, will you allow that to happen into your life? That makes absolutely no sense at all. How many times are you going to keep living this life, ladies and gentlemen? I don't care who you are, where you're from, there is no situation that is bigger than you, unless you allow the situation to be bigger than you. You got to understand, successful people are people who have fallen down many, 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 many times. The only difference, they always got back up. That is the difference with successful people, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of times people fall down, ladies and gentlemen, and they don't get back up. That's the problem right there. They allow fear to take over their life. You can't allow fear to take over your life, ladies and gentlemen. Where were you before you got that job that you have right now that you were scared to leave? Where were you before you got in that relationship you are in right now that you're scared to leave? Where were you before you got that house that you're in right now that you're scared to lose? Where were you before you got that car that you was in that you're scared to lose right now? You were still making it. So why in the world you allow a four-letter word, fear, false evidence appearing real, to take over your life? You allow because you create that monster, ladies and gentlemen. You are the one responsible for where you are right now in your life. Ain't nobody did anything to you. If anybody's getting under your skin, they're getting under your skin because you authorized them to get under your skin. If anybody is pissing you off right now, you are giving them power. You know why you're giving them power? Because the more you focus on it, the more you stifle your progress. Because you can't move on if you focus on something else. Whatever you focus on expands, ladies and gentlemen. That's why most people in life get what they don't want, because they're always focusing on what they don't have. That's exactly why they don't get what they want out of life. Woo! Somebody better preach in here. Can I get an amen? People don't realize that it is you and only you. Your parents didn't do anything to you. Your boyfriend or girlfriend didn't do anything to you. They came into your life and there was something you were supposed to learn. Maybe there was some karma connected with that individual. But whatever it is, they didn't do anything to you. And whatever you think somebody did to you, it's because you authorized them to do it. See, the power comes in not when we fall, but when we get back up. That's where the power is. How many times have you fallen? The difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is that successful people fall down more than the unsuccessful people, but the difference is that they get back up. And they try it again, again, again until it works. Colonel Sanders, 1,009 no's before he got one yes to somebody to sell that recipe for. And then I have people come to me and say, well, you know, I've been trying to do this and I sent it out to 10 people. And? Or I've been trying to get this job and I sent it out to 20 people. So send it out to 21. I'm tired of getting rejected from women because, I've tried about 6 girls. We'll try number 7. Ladies and gentlemen, you are responsible for what's in your life. You are the only one responsible for what is in your life at this present time. What you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to wake up tomorrow and still be in the same place with the same people, thinking about the same things? If you're the smartest person in your group, you need a new group. If you're the richest person in your group, you need a new group. If you're the riskiest person in your group, you need a new group. You don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on. You don't understand what has happened in your life. This has been a powerful show, ladies and gentlemen. I only have 2 minutes left, and I had just to get this off my chest because some people say they didn't have, this fear thing. There's no such thing as fear, and if you didn't hear this, you can listen to the archives and listen to it over again, or I will rebroadcast it on WBCN Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you go to WBCNTV.com and become a member, and we are, and it's free, don't cost you nothing, and you can listen to all the shows because all our shows will be broadcast right from WBCN Radio eventually, just like we've had all the shows earlier today. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get nothing else out of this message today, and that is, you create the monster of fear. You are the fear monster creator. There is nothing in your life that is possible that you cannot do. There is no two things that are identical in this world. And since there is no two things that are identical in this world, why are you allowing it to take over your life? When I hear people tell me, I can't do this, I tried so many ways, and so try another way. There's just too much that can be done in this lifetime. But you only live in the present, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to join me over at WBCNTV.com. I want to thank all those who was in the chat room. Sorry I couldn't communicate with you today because I was in a zone. I was in that zone because I'm telling you people anything is possible. If you take the word impossible and you separate it, it's I'm possible. You don't even understand how it was going down. So if you miss any part of the show, you can listen to the archives or we will rebroadcast it over at WBCNradio.com right here on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, remember, think bigger than your biggest dreams. God bless and good night. Woo! Somebody give me an amen.
I love that Benny Randall. I love that Benny Randall.
Remember, anything is possible, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and good night.